Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, before we get going on the show today, friends, I just want everybody to know that I have free testimonials, okay? If you've already gotten one, great. If not, get 5, 10 of them, 15 of them. Hand them out to your family. Sometimes it's better when someone else says it. And it's my testimonial, so I'm only giving what I have, cannot give anything outside of that. Scripture tells us that we're first partakers of the fruit the Lord give us understanding in all things. You pay for the mailing, I'll send you the free books. Take you about 20 to 30 minutes to read it. Then I have another book here called Grass Doesn't Work, a foreword by Ray Comfort. And this is my favorite book. Took me probably about 3 months to write it. And it's called Grass Doesn't Work, The Rocks Do. It's a parable, an analogy given by Noah Webster. That'll take you a couple days to read it. And then I had a friend, Danny Bulinati, who's an artist for DC Comics and or Marvel Comics, who did a comic book for me. It's my testimony. It took me about a year and a half, 2 years to get this made up. And, folks, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but I've had these for about 20 years now, and we've gotten literally tens, hundreds of thousands of these things. But what you need to understand is the Chinese, the communists, they use comic books to indoctrinate the children. How about giving them a comic book to not indoctrinate them, but to give them the Word of God? Amen? That sounds good to me. John 7:17. It's the first prerequisite. So, anyways, when you get time, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store. Check out the store. Folks, we thank you for the offer of the orders. They go out daily. Totally appreciate them. Love them. The ministry makes no gain from any of the stuff that we're sharing. Scriptures on them. They are great conversational starters. And I'm talking about that of what's on the T-shirts. This brand new Rebellion to Tyrants and Obedience to God shirt. Again, we've already dumped tens of thousands of those. We've got Virtue T-shirts for the girls, pink and blue. These are all per your request. We have another one called What's the Price? And the price of your freedom. It's the natural analogy on the front of the shirt. It's what's the price for your freedom? Ask a veteran. Shows them pushing the flag up. On the other side, what is the price of your redemption? If you don't understand that, read 1 Corinthians 2:14. You will understand perfectly as to what that means. And then we got Cowards Will Not Preserve the Republic T-shirt. Again, thousands of them have been given out there, friends. Resistance to Tyranny is Obedience to God T-shirt. Thousands. Then we have another one called Necessity T-shirt. Thousands. And then we have other stuff for the children. One Heart. And again, friends, the list goes on. Dog tags and the such. Again, per your request, just so you know. I would also ask that you'd consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. A son or daughter of liberty. Keep us out there. We have another tour coming up here. As most know, we're going to be in Iowa, and that's a sold-out event. I'm looking forward to that. I really am. And the reason I'm looking forward to that, friends, is because it gives me another opportunity to speak to new people and preach the gospel. I mean, that is what we're called to do, right? Mark 16:15, Luke 22:47. The list, again, goes on. And so we're going to be in Clear Lake, Iowa. This will be this Saturday. So hopefully we'll see you there. And by the way, it is sold out, but here's the other thing. People may be having to change plans, so you might still want to give them a shake and see what the deal might be. Maybe there's going to be some miraculous moments in the transition in hopes that you can get a ticket still for this up-and-coming event there in Iowa. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to that page. You will see For the Love of God and Country, again, hosted by North Iowa Patriots, Saturday, February 19th, starting at 5 to 9 p.m. Folks, I'm telling you, the last event we did with these folks, they had 300 people in a little ballroom in Albert Lea, Minnesota, and there was more people funneling in, trying to get in, and they couldn't get in. So I am the keynote speaker. I'm totally appreciative for the opportunity and being the keynote speaker. Lisa Hansen will be another one. And, again, we're looking forward to that. We're also going to be in South Carolina. I'll be doing a high school there. I will also be doing a college there. We will also be in Tennessee. Well, I will be doing television with Alan Keyes, former presidential candidate. Guy's a really smart guy. Great to be with. It's always challenging to do his show. That will be up and coming as well in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Then we'll be at WPNN in Pensacola, Florida, right on the panhandle there. And we will be doing some in-studio stuff. And if anything happens between those dates that we have, you know what? We may have more to share, but we're always looking for the door of opportunities to open. And when they open, friends, we go right through them. Just again, so you know, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Please keep us out there. If you don't keep us out there, we can't stay out there. Okay? BeforeIt'sNews.com, social media platforms, top left side of the page, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do. It's just me today, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, okay? 1 Timothy 2:5, Acts 4:12, John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1. The list goes on. Folks, there's a lot going on in your country, right? And we all know this. We just found out recently that Joe Biden is taking some of the money and actually buying crack pipes. I know some people think that that's way out there. No, but that's really what he's doing. But another facet of these criminal administrations is that they continuously put in place or install homosexual sodomites, which are an abomination. And by the way, it's a felony in every state of our union, just so you know. But this is a brand new happening with Joe Biden. I want you to remember, friends, you can laugh at Joe Biden all you want. The fact of the matter is the joke is on you. I want to tell you this. This is what Americans tolerate. That's why it's happening. And the fact of the matter is, friends, we have a drag queen that Joe Biden just put in charge of nuclear waste. I kid you negative. I kid you negative, friends. You can't make up what's happening when it comes to these sorts of situations, friends. And if you look at it, it's about the sickest thing you'll ever see. And the fact of the matter is the man belongs in prison or a mental health hospital because they are backwards. And again, keep in mind, this is an abomination in the sight of God. But here it is, friends. This is what's happening in your government right now. While you're out there ice fishing or at your favorite football game, your country is being overtaken by a bunch of abominable individuals. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hi, this is Bradley Dean, host of the Sons of Liberty Radio, here to share with you that our friends over at 1360KHNC.com and MyKind CBD are working exclusively with Colorado organic farmers to bring you products which contain no pesticides, no herbicides, no heavy metals, and that they are ethically sourced and produced and are independent lab certified to contain no THC. For more information, visit us at Sons of LibertyMedia.com and use the code DEAN to receive $5 off of every order. Again, that's sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, with troubling times ahead, the ministry has been in high demand with churches and events and the such. If you'd like to book Bradley Dean in a town near you, now's the time. Please visit us at sonsoflibertymedia.com and or give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
I don't mean to say it again, friends, but this is one of those things that Adolf Hitler did, too. Keep in mind the SS, they were masculine, homosexual sodomites. It's exactly what they've been doing in your country, administration after administration, starting under the Clintons, okay? And then they purposely pushed them in. When we got up to Barack Hussein Obama, by the way, George H.W. Bush, he was the one that was opening the floodgates to the homosexuals. They say of George Bush Sr., son of Prescott Bush, that he was, they called him Evil Poppy, and he was a sodomite, he was a pedophile, and he liked black boys, just so you know that. This is all factual information. You can check out Conspiracy of Silence and do your homework on a kid named Paul Benazzi. He will tell you a little bit more than probably most want to hear, okay? Conspiracy of Silence, Paul Benazzi. But look at their appointing. This is Joe Biden's new drag queen, just put in charge of nuclear waste. His name is Sam Brinton. And if you're on social media platforms right now, you can see this sick individual. And he's got his mentally ill friends with him as he's dressed up as a woman with a bald head and a little tiny mohawk. He's got these human dogs, and he is petting them and holding them and nurturing them. And again, friends, these are the kind of people that are being installed right now in your governments, and this is dangerous business. I want you to know that this is dangerous. It's not a game. If you look to history, you'll understand that this is not a game. This must be stopped. What used to be illegal, which still is illegal and always will be illegal, they're trying to normalize. And guess who's trying to help them, friends? You got YouTube, you got Facebook, you got Twitter. They're trying to normalize these crimes in this country. That's why they're censoring guys like me, because they don't want you to know the law that exposes their crimes, Romans 3:20, okay? Because they don't want you seeing them for who they are. Luke 12:2, read that when you get a moment. Look at this guy. He's got a mustache, a little bit of a beard, and then he's got lipstick on with a dress on and a bald head. Just a sick abomination, to say the least, friends. But this is what's happening. You know, it's interesting. I was just thinking about this. You know, you look over as to what's going on in Canada, and you see there's more protests coming. Every time they threaten the people over there, the cruelties of the bad guys are swelling the ranks of the good guys. So they can go ahead and threaten away. The fact of the matter is the people are swelling more and more on a daily basis over there in Canada. Well, you know, I said the other day when we were driving down the highway, I looked over on a lake and there was just tons of ice houses on the lake. And I said to my kids and my wife, I said, look, that's the best you have. They're on the lake digging a hole and they want to catch a fishy. Right? Or they're at the football game. And I've said this before, but just think about this. They're protesting corruption in their government that exists in, which starts in your country and spreading to the world. And the American people out there ice fishing. Well, Canadians are doing everything in their power to survive the tyrant that they're having to deal with right now. And it's my guess, friends, that they're going to win the day. Let's see what happens here. All eyes on Canada because America didn't do their job. That's the truth of the matter. Like it or lump it, it doesn't matter. It's the truth. Matter of fact, we even have individuals in America. Rand Paul is even urging truckers to come in to protest COVID-19 mandates in America. Boy, isn't that a reproach, Americans? You can't even be counted on to stand up against tyranny. No wonder why these said representatives in the United States of America are doing what they're doing. They're not getting any help from their constituents because the constituents have been so desensitized and dummied down to actually believe that it's the job of the representatives to do everything for their constituents. Oh, my goodness. This is craziness. It truly is. I've always said this, and I'll say it again, and I'm going to show a piece right now concerning where all of this corruption is coming from. Folks, it's always been said, whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. Our laws stand against the very corruptions that the powers that are tolerated mean to implement in your country. You do know that, right? I just want to make sure you do know what I'm saying here. And the fact of the matter is, again, friends, and I don't mean to keep saying it, but there's so many facts of the matters that people need to wake up to concerning what is happening in their country. Here's another one of those I told you so's, because here it is, friends.
To ensure the law is followed. And, Lieutenant Governor, I think our viewers this morning are frustrated with the lawlessness that we see across the country, whether it be unconstitutional mandates or smash and grabs throughout California and elsewhere. Where is this lawlessness coming from, and what needs to be done?
Well, I think it's coming from the highest levels.
And the highest levels.
From the presidency on down, where there is no leadership. There's a vacuum. And, in fact, they seem to be following what's happening on the streets. That's not going to work for anyone, because the leader has to lead. That's why they're called leaders. And they have to show the right way, the righteous way. There is right and wrong. And you can't look at what's happening in the streets of smash and grab and say, well, it's just social justice. No, it's theft, and it's destroying our economy. We've got to have people who are stopping, you know.
Hey, folks, you do understand what she's saying, right? Smash and grab. All this perversion starts at the top. Our laws stand against what's being tolerated by the corruptions that are tolerated. And it's what you need to understand is this smash and grab that she's talking about is what's going on in California. You know that the said criminal communist, Gavin Newsom, who was voted out by his people, and then the powers that are tolerated, the machine at work through the mainstream media, they wanted to flex their muscle and tell the people that stood up against Gavin Newsom, it doesn't matter what you do, we're going to do it anyways, which is a perfect sign of judgment. And here we are again. But Gavin Newsom basically passed legislation where in California you can steal anything all the way up to $950 before you can be prosecuted. How many times, how many different ways do I need to say this, friends? This is coming from the representatives that you tolerate. They are not restraining men from sin, transgression of God's law, 1 John 3:4. They are the ones that are advocating the transgressions because they're emulating that which they see. Their father, the devil, John 8:44. Your government, friends, and this is just one, this is just another facet to the corruptions that are being advocated by your said representatives. And it's going to continue on until the people in these states and all 50 states of our union stand up and lawfully deal with them. Because again, friends, I'll say this again as well. They're not going to prosecute their own. They're doing their best to ally themselves in warring and pillaging the people that they're supposed to serve. When you have a governor say to the people in the state of California that you can steal whatever you want all the way up into $950, but if it goes over one penny, then you're going to be prosecuted for your crimes, that's why you're seeing this smash and grab in California. Now, if I would have said that 10 years ago, you would have said, Bradley Dean, you are out of your mind. No, you're out of your mind, friends, because I've been warning you about this for 21 years now. Deal with corrupt politicians. Deal with the mainstream media. You will have a different country. Let me say it again. Deal with corruption in media. Deal with corrupt politicians. Put your said representatives in there in a position of incumbency. And I'm talking about the people's pick, not the establishment's pick. Okay, because you keep getting the establishment over and over every cycle. It stops when you quit playing along with it. It stops when you deal with them. America, let me say it this way. Look to Canada right now. That's how you do what needs to be done. That's how you do what needs to be done. I'm going to start this right now, and I want you to see what is, in fact, happening over in Canada. Because most people don't know this. The said representatives, though they're living comfortable, though they're going right along with it, and they're wearing masks that don't work, well, they're giving you the illusion that they're fighting for freedom, too. But there really are some people that are within those chambers that are fighting the good fight, 1 Timothy 6:12. And I want you to personally see them. Check this woman out, standing up against the prime minister there, Justin Trudeau, who is an installed criminal. Nonetheless, here he is.
And mandates, we're seeing things change very quickly, and rightly so. Dr. Tam has said the vaccine mandate should be reevaluated, and today the chair of the Quebec Liberal Caucus clearly and strongly stated it's time to end the divisiveness and the politicization and end the mandates. We Conservatives could not agree more. This cannot be a slow and dragged out process simply because of the Prime Minister's ego, pride, or denial. Canadians are too tired. Canadians need hope. So will the Prime Minister follow the science? Follow the evidence.
Will the Prime Minister, asking him, really? Now check this out.
Right, Honourable Prime Minister, Mr. Speaker, everyone is sick and tired of lockdowns, of the measures we have to do, of the sacrifices we've had to make. But Canadians have continued to step up over the
talking over the top of them.
Been there for each other, been there to get.
Okay, so folks, I'm going to come back and I'm going to play a little bit more of this. By the way, for those that did not catch on to what is in fact happening, the largest owner of Spotify holds stock in the largest owner of Moderna stock. We also found out in Ottawa, Canada, the chief of police there is also one that owns stock in these said experimental jabs, folks. It all makes perfect sense. They must be lawfully dealt with. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor, now says the full-blown phase of the coronavirus pandemic could be ending very soon. Fauci said the combination of COVID-19 vaccines and treatments and immunity from prior infections could make the virus much more manageable going forward. He said in the coming months, more and more decisions on masking and other restrictions will be made on the local level and that local governments should feel comfortable to be able to remove those mask mandates extremely soon. Although many states already have. Commercial chicken flocks in Kentucky are testing positive for a highly lethal form of bird flu, widening an outbreak that threatens the United States poultry industry. Infections in the chickens that are being raised for meat are set to trigger more restrictions on U.S. poultry exports with buyers like China and Korea. The disease is hitting the market hard as poultry supplies are already down due to strong demand and labor shortages. This is USA Radio News. A new NASA telescope is giving us photos, and with that story, here's USA Radio's Lance Pride.
NASA has published some of the first recognizable photos taken from the James Webb Space Telescope after a 30-day voyage from the launch pad in French Guiana to an operational orbit about 1 million miles from Earth. It spent weeks maneuvering and deploying hundreds of mechanical parts. The telescope has finally unveiled its first image from space, including an unexpectedly recognizable view of its vast primary mirror, or what the kids would call a selfie. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pride.
Free agent NFL running back Adrian Peterson was arrested after the Super Bowl following an apparent domestic violence incident with his wife, Ashley. The Los Angeles Airport Police Department said the incident happened on a flight that was leaving LAX for Houston. The plane had left the gate but was forced to return due to the verbal and physical altercation. Following an investigation, Peterson was taken into custody. The female victim and other passengers remained on the flight to Texas. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Okay, so for the sake of time here and sticking to the promised content, that you cannot do that. What goes back and forth, friends, is a woman confronting Trudeau. And Trudeau trying to justify the unjustifiable. Folks, the man's a crook. He has taken billions of dollars. He has dumped money from corporate gifts over to his family. He's selling the people out in his prospective country, just like our said representatives are in our prospective country. Same thing all over the world. And again, friends, you know, it's amazing to me that when I look at comments from people on social media platforms talking about how he's going to do this next and how he's going to do that next, why do the people in any country on this globe suffer the abuses of one when the law says otherwise? Why is it that the millions succumb to the one? Why don't the millions lawfully deal with the one? Instead of forecasting the bad guy's message and allowing him to set the narrative, why don't you set the lawful narrative and let them know that you're not going to put up with it and lawfully take things in control? I mean, folks, in this country, we the people are the government. Why is it that we have been desensitized to believe that we have to sit back and watch scandal after scandal concerning our said representatives, and we have cast in our mind somehow or another that there's absolutely nothing that we can do about it? Folks, that's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, if someone comes to your door and tries kicking the door in, and they're going to basically pillage your home, and do other things that they don't have the lawful right to do, how would you respond to it? Well, some might say, well, Bradley, that hasn't happened yet. Oh, it's happened a long time ago. Okay? Just because they haven't physically kicked in your door, why don't you pay attention to as how you've been enslaved in so many different ways? You are not nowhere. Nowhere, friends, are you expected to sit back and suffer the abuses that you have suffered. And I'm broadcasting into 53 countries as well, okay? You are not expected by God to suffer these abuses, okay? Unless you have a completely upside-down perspective on Scripture, it's your job to keep His commandments. It's your job to keep His judgments and His statutes to keep and do them. It's your job. Read Psalm 94, verse 16 when you get a moment. But this bannering back between the good guys and the bad guys concerning the parliamentary there in Canada, it's ridiculous. The people are taking it upon themselves to right the wrongs over in Canada, friends. That's the right thing. As a matter of fact, I just got some brand new video. This is incredible. For those people that are thinking somehow or another in other countries that they're sitting around doing absolutely nothing, this is brand new footage from Australia. Folks, it's getting dangerous, and I just got to say this, and I've said it before, but you just got to reiterate the message. I guess that's the art of radio, friends, is saying the same things a different way if you can. But here it is: these said representatives that are warring against their own people, they're playing a very dangerous game. They're playing a very dangerous game. Let it be said, let it be written. In the United States of America, there is good things happening, might I add, because there are good people that are out there doing the good stuff. And this is one particular situation where they just delivered up a lawsuit to the school board because that community is not going to put up with their crimes anymore. Social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Okay. Isn't this, look at all these actors up here. This is the school board members.
You are being served a legal document.
They're being served by the people that are not going to put up with it any longer. So again, anyways, friends, there's people that have just had it. So this is not a doom and gloom message. I'm just trying to kick in the pants those that are still sitting around doing a whole lot of nothing about what's going on in their country, because this is your land. You know, this land is my land. This land is your land, right? There's meaning to that because it's true under God. If we're willing to keep our republic, right, in response to that of Ben Franklin. Ben Franklin said to the woman, "What form of government have you given us?" And Ben Franklin said, "A republic, if you can keep it." Read Article 4, Section 4 when you get a moment, please. Now, listen, I want to get over to this really quick because I promised my friend Cody out in Illinois that I was going to get to this, and it's important that you understand. When you go in, like, for example, in the state of Minnesota, you walk into the Supreme Court chambers. I've told you this, that when you look behind the Supreme Court, injustices for the most part, because there's no respect for these people left, and they're weakening their very purpose by being lawless. But it's interesting to note that when you look behind the injustices seat in the state of Minnesota here, you see Moses awaiting the divine commandments, okay? Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. And on the way out, what I don't get to highlight a whole lot, and I've got video of this, and I'm not going to go dig it up right now because I can just kick it off on the radio here for you. But on the way out, there's a quote by a guy by the name of John Locke. Now, John Locke, William Blackstone, and Charles D. Montesquieu were the main architects of English common law, okay? Common law, that's what we're established on. The ecclesiastical law, canon law, the Decalogue, the moral law of God, the Ten Commandments. And on the way out, this is what it says. Where the law ends, tyranny begins. Let me say it again. Where you fail to be the law, Americans, under God, tyranny begins. Where the law ends, tyranny begins. And what's interesting is how far advanced tyranny is, because concerning this pandemic, for example, it's interesting how far they have gone, because not a one of the governors obeyed the law. Not a one of the governors obeyed the law. They all went along with it at one time or another. Okay? When the law ends, tyranny begins. Why is it that they feel so emboldened to act like a bunch of tyrants? Because everything about the pandemic was unconstitutional, predicated and premised on a fraud, as you well know, okay? This is how advanced tyranny is in America. Just watched a documentary yesterday on the assassination of John F. Kennedy. I've watched, oh my goodness, 10 of them in my lifetime. And they seem to be getting better and better. Well, more documents are being released and uncovered because they redacted all that information and they didn't want to give out the information until 2025. But after I watched this one last night, I just said to myself, if they did this in the 60s, truth fell in the street in the 1960s and the people let it, right? Isaiah 59. Just imagine how much things have grown worse in this country to that very time. If they can do the things that they did to the President of the United States in the face of the American people, one question all the bad guys got to be asking themselves is, what is it that we can't do? What is it that the people in this country won't tolerate? Because Americans, you have far surpassed anything your forefathers in a million years would have tolerated. In a million years. Read the Declaration of Independence. I mean, look what they did. Everything they did after the assassination of John F. Kennedy was a cover-up from start to finish. Over 400 people died around that assassination. The very people that John F. Kennedy fired, they were put on the Warren Commission. They were the fox in the chicken coop. Anything that was pertinent to the investigation was completely removed. And anything that was created where it could create confusion concerning the people, it was added. And it's interesting to note that when you read the book of 1 Kings and 2 Kings, conspiracies, listen carefully, friends, Jeremiah 11:9, conspiracies always happened within. Why? Because they could control the conspiracy. Do you understand? And anybody that questioned that conspiracy, you know what the conspirators did? They just told their little useful idiots in the mainstream media to basically label them as conspiracy theorists. You know a conspiracy is in motion when they call the people unveiling the truth of the matter conspiracy theorists. And where did that information come from? The government. Well, who is responsible for the conspiracy? The government. And guess what it kept going back to, friends? The front door of the CIA. Of course, the American version of the Gestapo. And for those people that think, by the way, Eisenhower was a good president, you better think again, friends. You better think again. He was just as corrupt as the whole lot of them in so many different ways. So I'm saying all of this for the very purpose of where the law ends, tyranny begins. And this is what I want to cover for my friend Cody in Illinois that I promised that I would highlight. And here it is. The legendary filmmaker C.C. B. DeMille, the director of the epic movie The Ten Commandments, when he first came to California in the early 1900s, he settled in a small town that was said to be a Christian settlement that was giving away free land to anyone that was willing to build a place of worship. The town had a picturesque name, Hollywood Land. Guess what it's called today, friends? It's called Hollywood. All the way up until 1968, the motion picture movie code was the set of industry censorship guidelines which governed the production of the vast majority of the United States motion pictures released by major studios from 1930 to 1968. Okay? So the motion picture producers and distributors and those associations, the MPPDA, the acronym, which later became the Motion Picture Association of America, adopted the code in 1930. They began effectively enforcing it in 1934, and they abandoned it in 1968 in favor of the subsequent MPAA film rating system. Now, listen carefully. It's important that you understand, okay? Hollywood has been used, first of all, they were given free land during the turn of the century to free land to those that were church overseers to build parishes, churches. Okay. Now look at less than 100 years later, it's completely upside down on its head. Instead of being the light of the world, it's now become the place, friends, where filth is created this spew on the rest of the world. It's not called Hollywood Land anymore. It's now called Hollywood. Okay? I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you the provisions of that code. What was tolerated in movie and televisions and radio is going to blow you away. It contradicts what we hear and see in so many different ways today. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and this day, a sissified Christianity is sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so we're talking about you cannot do that. And we're talking about the comparisons of the motion picture production code from the 1930s to 1968. These are the things that could not be done in a movie. Okay. By the way, you couldn't even say the word dang, lousy, or jerk in a movie. Did you know that? Did you know that if a crime was committed during a movie, the criminal had to be brought to justice? See, people had a sense of right and wrong in their hearts. That's completely gone in so many different ways. The Bible says in the last days, the love of many will wax cold. That's true. Because why? They're workers of lawlessness. They just let everything go. And the Bible tells us in 2 Thessalonians that, you know what, those that let will let until they be taken out of the way. Okay, so while you're just giving it a pass, keep in mind you're actually giving permission for the judgment of God to fall upon your head. Either you live for the blood Americans or the blood's going to condemn you. One of the two, there is no in-betweenites. So here we go. Here's the provision of the code. No movie or picture shall be produced that will lower the moral standards of those who see it. Hence, the sympathy of the audience should never be thrown on the side of crime, wrongdoing, evil, or sin. This is the actual code. I'm not adding to or taking away. Another provision of the code is this. Correct standards of life, subject only to the requirements of drama and entertainment, shall be presented. Nothing more, nothing less. Law, natural or human, shall not be ridiculed, nor shall sympathy be created for its violators or its violation. And when they're talking about natural law, they're talking about scriptural law. You know, the laws of nature and nature's God and the Declaration of Independence. Did you know that that's based on scripture, literally? 1-866-582-9933. Folks, for all those that have been listening to me for 17 years, doesn't it bewilder you that you hear so much of this misinformation out there given to you by the useful idiots and the revisionists that they wouldn't call and challenge me, especially when they're so willing to take time and continuously attack my character? 1-866-582-9933. Okay? Specific restrictions were spelled out as particular applications of these principles. Listen again carefully. You could not have this in a movie or on television. Nakedness and suggestive dances were prohibited. Why? This is all the fruits of the Spirit, Galatians 5. Why? Because people had a sense of right and wrong because they had a sense of God's moral law, Deuteronomy 25. They knew to condemn the wicked. They knew to justify the righteous. Okay? Another one, the ridicule of Christianity was completely forbidden. Keep in mind, all the way up until the 1950s and the 60s in this country, especially down south, the music that you heard on radio was Christian music. Go back to the very origins of bluegrass music and country music, friends. Oh, my goodness. They still try to convince you that they're Christians in country music today. Nothing could be further from the truth, friends. So the ridicule of Christianity was forbidden. Ministers of Christianity were not to be represented as comic characters or villains. Okay? The depictions of illegal drug use was completely forbidden. Boy, how did they get away with that what movie? Scarface? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. The depictions of illegal drug use was forbidden, as well as the use of liquor. Every movie out there promotes liquor, sex, and violence. Okay? So there was no use of liquor when not required by the plot or proper characterization. Methods of crime, you could not do a safe cracking. You could not commit arson. You could not smuggle. These were explicitly forbidden. Okay? References to alleged sex perversion such as homosexuality, no way. You can go online right now, friends, and find videos all the way up until 1968 where if you were to encounter a sodomite, a homosexual, or a lesbian in California, you were to turn them into the authorities. They were called backwards, mentally ill. Okay? Now look at they're trying to throw on so many people in this country. Okay? So references to alleged sex perversion such as homosexuality, venereal disease were completely forbidden and were depictions of childbirth. You couldn't show that. The language section banned various words and phrases that were considered to be offensive. You couldn't use them. Murder scenes had to be filmed in a way that would discourage imitations in real life, and brutal killings could not be shown in detail. Oh, my goodness, friends. Now they're showing people not only how to kill, but also how to commit the act of cannibalism. Okay? Rape. The list goes on. Revenge in modern times was not to be justified. Why? Because that's extracted directly from Scripture, once again. So is this whole moral standard of what could be watched and what couldn't be watched. Okay? The sanctity of marriage and the home had to be upheld. Pictures, so like, you married with children. I remember when I was in the rock and roll world, friends, and someone would be watching that or I'd see it in passing. I don't think I ever watched it one time. I was so appalled at what I seen. I, you know what? I'd like to dig into the fruit of those people that promoted the destruction of family, because I guarantee you they've reaped their harvest in so many different ways. Galatians 6:7, you reap what you sow. But none of this was tolerated at all. Okay? The sanctity of marriage and the home had to be upheld. Pictures should not imply the low forms of sex or relationships, or are they to be accepted as the common thing? Adultery and illicit sex was completely forbidden. And if anybody pays attention to the law, adultery in this country is still against the law. The problem is the laws haven't been enforced since 1944. What did Charles Spurgeon say? Lower the law, you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. Moving on. Portrayals of interracial marriage or procreation were forbidden. Going on, scenes of passion were not to be introduced when not essential to the plot. Excessive and lustful kissing was to be avoided, along with any other treatment that might stimulate the lower and baser elements, the carnal man. Right? The flag of the United States was to be treated respectfully, and the people in the history of other nations were to be presented fairly. Yep. To unify under God, not to create division by pitting them one against another, Mark 3:25. The treatment of vulgarity, defined as low, disgusting, unpleasant, though not necessarily evil subjects, must be subject to the dictates of good taste. Capital punishment, third-degree methods, cruelty to children or animals, prostitution, and surgical operations were to be handled with similar sensitivity. Whoa! Whoa! Look at that. Isn't that crazy? During the break, my son just came over and told me that one of our videos on the one standing website that we have over on YouTube, which gets shut down after one or two shows for another 30 to 60 to 90 days, they just came back and showed themselves once again as being subversive to American government. So, and I'm saying this for the very purpose of aligning it to a moral law. Do you realize, friends, that you're tolerating from the mainstream media? Do you realize that you're tolerating from Hollywood and a good portion of that which is promoted? I've been told that you can't even turn the TV on anymore without homosexuals being portrayed as a part of the family now. That's a complete mockery of the living God. And I just want to say this, if you're a partaker of it, how are you a partaker of it? You're accomplices by allowing it to happen. Shut the television off, because you see the sponsors are going right along with corruption in government. Okay? They're subversive to American law. Do you understand? What they're promoting on TV, what they're promoting through the mainstream media, what corrupt politicians are promoting, what Hollywood is promoting, what in many cases radio is promoting. I just seen a billboard just yesterday where there's this one loser, and if I see him, he's going to get a mouthful. He's on KDWB in the state of Minnesota here, and his name is Dave Ryan. So, Dave, you ever got the internal fortitude to give me a call? Would love to talk to you. You got a lot of kids listening to your radio station. But they got billboards out there saying, Dave Ryan gave me crabs. Folks, this is all contrary to American law. Isn't it interesting how that's accepted somehow by big corporations and the filthy souls that spew it out? But to stand on the side of the law, they want to create you as to be an enemy of the state. Well, guess what, friends? That I am an enemy of the state. Okay? And I'm talking about the evolutionary view of government and the state. Because our said representatives, instead of going out there and condemning these people and enforcing the laws, they're dancing around the laws just to make sure they don't offend anybody except God. And it's God who they're offending. And I want to say this, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. Don't be a partaker or an accomplice of this, friends. Get on the side of God. And the fact of the matter is, when we're on that side, then we can do what he tells us to do and expect the results in the process of doing, right? James 2:14 through 26. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 20.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
and nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.